Hello, everyone. My name is Maureen Aguilar, and I am here just to share a couple things that I share on my blog, and I thought that it will also be convenient to share them on a podcast. I've been inspired for a couple weeks and a couple months now to write more and to have some things that I've experienced and things that I am inspired by and just share them in a written form and video and that kind of stuff. So if you check out my blog at blogging.thebrazzavolashop.com, you will see several things about curly hair tips and so many things. But today I wanted to share about this blog that I wrote a couple of weeks ago, and I was very surprised about how many people shared it around, and that made me think that several of us women are in the same page, and sometimes we just decide to stay silent. So without further ado, I want to share with you what I wrote on that blog post. So here we go. Hola, amigas. Es sábado y el cuerpo lo sabe. It is Saturday and the body knows it. It's a very common Spanish quote, which totally makes no sense when I translate that to English. But so let me go ahead and start on this blog post, this podcast. I share a little bit about my wonderful and perfectly imperfect marriage and why I love our life together. Maybe most of you are single and perhaps you have checked out on the conversation about marriage, so please, please don't check out on me right now. Just go ahead and listen along. Lou and I met in 2011, became really good friends, but in May 27th, 2013, everything changed for the better. We went from buddies to lovey-doveys. It was something very, very weird, guys. Like, we were good friends. Our friends were friends with us, and we're just so very confused when we started dating. So it was very confusing. And if you've had a relationship, a friendship, and then suddenly you fall in love, you would probably understand this. But we now look back in time and know that the summer of 2013 is one of the ones to remember forever and ever. We went jogging at 2 a.m. We walked the streets of downtown Nashville for hours nonstop. We ate at Wendy's in the car. We ate Wendy's at the car, in the car, and bought a gallon of sorbet from Kroger and just ate it. We just ate from it in the hottest of nights in our car. And let me add this. We were both working 40-hour day jobs, and also I was taking summer courses. So please, someone explain to me how do we even achieve this? I am not here again to just tell you about the wonderful experiences we had when we dated, because I know that how annoying that feels when you are single or when you have broken up a relationship. So it's very annoying to hear about people's love stories and during those times. But I just want to share with you the foundations of our relationship. And we've been married for 2 years now, and I know we're still in the baby stages and baby steps, but let me tell you, it has been such an amazing experience. It has been hard, yes, but it has been such a blessing. So in this order, the two pillars have always been God and respect. We decided to respect our integrity, our faith, our bodies, our pasts, and decided to write a new story that included our present and our future together. Notice that I say our present and future. It is so important to talk about your present and your future with a person that you love, because you don't want to be dragging your past along. So also a side note here, alert to all my boss babes and all the ladies that love to boss your man around. You can tell your man that what to do, but deep down in their heart, what men seek is to be respected. And when that is broken, it is when I've seen so many men react in the weirdest ways, in the ways that I just cannot explain, like how why is this so, why are you acting this way? I also ask my husband. And at the times when he has acted that way, it has been when he has felt that I completely disrespected him. The truth is that we definitely fought. We totally did. We raised our voices at least once. And we also, we hurt each other's feelings when we were just talking in anger. And we also just broke our hearts. I definitely feel that I let him down many times with the way that I was talking, the way that I said things, and the way that I said things, you know. Sometimes I'm definitely an extroverted person, and sometimes I lack that filter thing that is so important. I've definitely hurt my boyfriend then and now my husband. But one of the very things that was very important to us is that we were quick to forgive, quick to acknowledge our wrongdoings, and actively seek to be better and just gear away from perfection. Respect the person that you love and show your love through respect. Honor your promises, put your guard down, think before you say hurtful things. There should be no room for revengeful feelings in a godly relationship. When you fail, acknowledge it. You will not be perfect for him, girl. You will not be completely this flawless person for him. You will have flaws, but there is this wonderful thing called true love that allows you to be the best version of yourself, not only for your own benefit, but for him, the man that you love, the man that you're meant to love. And one of those important things is that this love has to be reciprocated. I have so much conviction in the reciprocity of love and respect. And this was not clear to me until I was a victim of an abusive relationship. I was a victim of a relationship where I was not enough. I was not pretty enough. I was not... Sorry, that's my dog running around. But I was not, being myself was not enough. And that was just how the relationship went. And this relationship not only stripped me from my self-esteem, my self-love, my self-worth, but also engraved in me this fear of not being enough. It made me skeptical of all men. I had this idea of men that was so off. And the problem was that I had other relationships after that were broken, not only for my misconception of men, but because I kept finding ways, kept doing things to make them feel or to make them know that I am worth it. So it just started this being so skeptical of all men, and I thought that I deserved to be spoken rudely because for some reason, quote unquote, I made him mad. I was blindfolded. I was cussed at. I was pushed around. I was even controlled about the times that I was allowed to leave the house, the people that I was able to hang out with. And I kept myself silent. I'd never told anybody. I don't think I've ever even shared this with anybody except for my mother after I broke up in the relationship. And I just sobbing, I told her everything that I was going on, was going through. And this is the reality of so many men and so many women in this world. So that said, I remember that I had a college professor, wonderful, beautiful lady, that she said that she had noticed some of that behavior on my then boyfriend, and she invited me over to a women abuse session, and she said that it was going to cost a couple points and some extra points and stuff like that. So I went, and that was the encouragement. But it was until then that I was completely aware of what I was going through. I was able to see myself in a naked way, see what I was going through, I was able to just realize that verbal abuse, psychological abuse, it is abuse. It is a thing. And ladies, what in the world is it that we just keep it to ourselves and we don't say this, right? So until this lady invites me to the session, I was able to open my eyes to what was going on in my relationship. And you know what? This is so important. And beware of those relationships and the people that don't reciprocate the love and respect you bring to the table. Yes, we ought to love our neighbor as ourselves, but I think that also God allows us to just stay away from those people that are going to be, that are broken, and they just break us, they break our hearts as well. You know, probably if you're in a relationship that's abusive, that's the reason probably it might not be working out. That's probably the reason why you've been in this cycle of breaking up, coming back together, breaking up, coming back together. That's probably the reason why it just doesn't work, because it's not meant for you, for it to be. You're not meant to be in those kind of relationships. So fast forward to our relationship, my love story with my husband. When Lou looked at me in the eyes one day and he said, "Eres mi diamante." Translated, that means you are my diamond. And it was a time where his heart was just so open and it was just there. It was a time when I realized that's when I knew I fell in love. That's when I knew I fell in love is one of my favorite songs by my all-time favorite singer, Alicia Keys. I fell in love with her voice when I was in middle school, and I believe I own all of her records and I know all of her songs, and I've never been to any of her concerts, but all of her lyrics just touched my heart so much. But that's when I knew I fell in love is a very recent song, and oh my goodness, it is pretty much telling our love story in a very raw way. So I loved it. And that's the reason why I called this podcast and my blog post that way. That's when I knew I fell in love. And that said, I also would like to add this to that quote: unhealthy love will not define you though, right? So that's when I knew I fell in love. Be careful what being in love means to you at this moment, because it might mean something completely different. It might mean something that is not godly. It might mean something that is not meant for you, but you are in a situation, you're in a relationship that probably abuse words of discouragement and words that hurt you might be the meaning of love. Right? So be careful, because that love, earthly love, is not one that will define you. Love will confine you, says Alicia Keys as well. So all of these songs, man, touch my heart so much. And one of the things that I want to remind you is that you have an identity, one that is precious, and it is a constant work in progress. Don't let this quote-unquote love, earthly love, from that guy, from that friend, dominate you. Don't let that love, quote-unquote, physically, verbally, or psychologically hurt you in ways that you lose yourself. Don't let it. I beg you, girl, don't let it. You are worth more than that. You are worth more than that. Let me share this stat that I researched from the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence. It says that on average, nearly 20 people per minute are physically abused by an intimate partner in the United States. During 1 year, this equates to more than 10 million women and men that have been abused. One in three women and one in four men have been victims of some sort of physical violence by an intimate partner within their lifetime. Don't be silent. Do not be silent. You know, this is real. This is the reality of many women and men around us. And let me tell you this, and I it's really hard to probably hear this in the time of struggle and the times where you're hurting, but ladies, be empowered, not by the nice writings and blogs and social media and podcasts. Be empowered by the word of God. Seek God. Let him shape you. He has already validated you. You are worth the blood of Jesus Christ. You are worth it. You are fearfully and wonderfully, perfectly made at the image of the creator of the world. Be filled with all things that will make you a great and powerful woman. Surround yourself with positivity and get all the gunk out of your life. Get all of those relationships away from you. Because you're meant to be loved and accepted by your friends. You're meant to be loved by a man that will love you just the way you are. Don't change. And if there's any relationships that you need to stop, get the gunk out of your life. Give yourself a chance to be different. Give yourself a chance to grow. Give yourself a chance to start your journey to healing. Thank you so much for listening. And again, sorry for the noise around me. But I hope that this blesses your life. Bye-bye.